Being a fun message tonight. I need a couple volunteers who are good at blowing bubbles. Really good at blowing bubbles. You gotta be good at it. Okay. Okay, Kaylee. You have to chew on it. You already have gum. Do you want some more? You can blow bubbles with that. I'll just give you those. You can. She might win if she has extra. Okay, so you have to chew it up, and we're doing it at the end, okay?
What?
You have to chew it up during the service. Don't swallow it. You have to chew it up now, and then at the end of the message, like in 2 hours, you can... All right. Now, what we're going to do is we are going to find out just who is good. Let me move some of this stuff over here. We're going to find out just who is good at paying attention. Who's really good at paying attention? Oh, okay. Yeah, let's see if mom and dad can validate that. I don't know. Let's see who is good. Oh, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a good look at me and tell me the exact things that you see different in just a second. See how good you are at this. I need like a full-fledged room back here. Okay. All right. What exactly is different about me? Is there anything different about me? What is it? Tell me what it is. I have a mitten on. Yep, they're right. What else? The next one's a toughie. Miss Melissa says she knows. Okay, let's have the kids guess. Tell me what it is. Just tell me what it is. Ava? That's not it. It's the watch. Good job, Grant. I didn't have this on, and I do now. Okay, let's see again. All right. This one is going to be really hard. Okay. Okay. What's different about me? Do you know what's different about me? A beard? You didn't notice this a minute ago? Oh, good job. You got it. What's another thing?
Because you have hairy on.
Hairy right here? You're right. Anybody else? Okay, Aiden. I have a jacket on. Boy, you are good. Can't get anything by y'all. All right, let's try it again. Okay, now you can't pay attention. All right, let's see here. What can I trick you guys with? Okay. Never gonna guess on this. Oh, man, I can't get it to go here. Sorry, give me just a second. Oh, I can't do that one. Don't look. Oh, man. Oh, come on. Sorry, everything's getting tangled up. I need a music going or something. Da, na, na, na. All right. Now, let's see, what else is different about me? Anybody know? This is going to be really hard. What is it?
The tie.
Oh, the tie. Good job. Did anybody else notice I changed my tie?
Oh.
What else? Ethan. I have this mitt on? Okay, good job. All right, let me see if I can do one more. I have a really cool one that I can't get it to work, so I might not be able to do this one. Oh, what's the deal here? Can't do that one. All right, I'll just have to go with this one. Okay. This one is going to be impossible to guess. What else? What is it? What is it? Oh, yeah, this is, isn't this nice? Maybe we should give that to Mom or somebody. Okay, well, I did all of that to see how good y'all pay attention. Sit up straight and tall. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to learn a very important topic tonight. And as we are learning this lesson about being respectful, we have to understand that paying attention is going to be the key thing so that you can learn what God has for you in this message tonight. Okay, so we're in Ephesians chapter 1, and listen to what the Bible says as we read this together. The Bible says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Do you think we can say that all together? All together, verse number 1, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Let's try it one more time. "Children, obey your parents for this is right." But it doesn't end there. Let me read on. It also says in verse 2 and 3, "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth." That thou mayest live long on the earth. So God didn't just say obey, he said honor. So can you say honor?
Honor.
That was terrible. Say it again. Say honor. So God wants you to honor your father and your mother. So tonight, what I want you to do is I want you to take the time right now and pay attention to what it means to be respectful and to honor, to esteem. Now, the word honor literally means to pay esteem. Now, listen. It means to pay attention. Now, you can't pay attention if you're looking at that. You can't pay attention if you're not sitting up straight and tall. If you're not listening as best you can, okay? Now, I want you to remember that to honor means to pay attention in the end. It's to pay attention to certain kinds of details. It's to pay attention in the manner of being respectful, paying attention to what needs to be paid attention to the important things. You know, there are some things in life that are very, very important, right? There are some things to a child that a child will look at and say, "This is very important." Whereas an adult or parents would say, "This is very important." And sometimes they're not the same, are they? What a child says is important and what parents say is important. I want to know, what are some things that kids say is very important? What are some things that are important to you? Some things that you really like to do. Give me some ideas, some examples. Alex. To play games. That's good. Yes. Legos.
Do my homework.
Do your homework. Are you taking notes? All right. He said homework. He loves it. He'd rather do that than play games or anything.
Xbox.
Whatever. You don't even have one of those.
Doing school.
What?
Doing school.
Doing school. You like doing school? All right. What do you like to do, Aiden? How about eat brownies or something? I'm not to Brother Chad yet. Cake. Yes. What do you like to do?
Sleep
all day. I believe that. What's very important? What do you love to do? Yes. Art. Ooh. All right. I like it. Anybody over here? Yes. Your phone. No. Phone is important. It is. Okay. So we have now a list of things that are very important. And I'm surprised we didn't have more food things, honestly. Because food actually is very important too. And depending on what food it is, you know, I mean, we're getting to level of critical nature when it talks about certain kinds of food like Twinkies and what's your favorite food? Very favorite food?
Pizza.
I should have known that.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Is ice cream food? I guess it is. All right. Food. What's your hot dogs? What's your cupcakes? What's your favorite? Milkshakes. Let's come over here. What's your favorite foods? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite food, Brother Chad? Okay. Think about it. Favorite food? Are you kidding me? Gross. You love crawfish? You make me. I've never had it. So you make some. I'll try it. All right. I used to catch them. Favorite food. One more. Let's get another one. Angel. Bananas. Amen. I should have known that. Okay, so you know, we have all these things that are important, the things that we really love, like Legos, food. I'm surprised somebody didn't say Nerf War or dolls, but, you know, games. So we have all these things. But let me tell you, there are some things that we need to pay attention to, like whenever we're at the place we are right now. Where are we right now? Somebody tell me. Just say where we are right now.
Church.
We're at church. Whose house is this?
God's.
It's God's house. So is there anything that's more important? Listen. Everybody listen. Sit up straight and tall. Is there anything that's more important than God's house? Anything?
No.
No. Well, there shouldn't be in our life anything more important than God's house. How about let's just back up a little bit one step and say God. Who do you learn about at God's house at church? You learn about God. So is there anybody that or anything in our whole life that's more important than God? No. So God needs to be number one. God needs to be the most important thing. God needs to be the one who we, in our life, we put all of our honor, all of our importance needs to go to. God is number one, and God's house, which is church. How about this? This right here. Somebody tell me what this is. What is this? Do you know what this is? That's a Bible. You got it. And this is God's word. And so in our life, there's really shouldn't be anything that's more important than God, than God's house, than the Bible. These are the things that we should pay attention to, right? So when we're at church, we sit up straight and tall and we listen to the preacher as he teaches. And don't sit on each other. Let's sit up straight and tall and listen. Because we're talking about God, and we're talking about God's word, and we're learning about the Lord. And these are the things that are important, but don't you know, listen, don't you know that the world has different ideas about what's important? That's why kids have such a hard time listening during the teaching time. I mean, they have such a hard time. Stop goofing off and just listen. It's because nothing in this world, listen, moms and dads, there's nothing in this world that makes God more important than anything else. God isn't even on the list, is he? Why would we honor God whenever all the other things are there? And so kids come to church, moms and dads, and they don't listen, do they? Well, they have a hard time because they have to be taught to honor God. They don't just honor God. They honor Legos and games and food and toys and you name it. The list could go on. I'm not judging them. I'm just simply saying this is what's natural for them to honor. To honor God isn't necessarily natural. So they have to be taught and they have to be explained to sit up. And they're taught to sit up straight and tall and listen whenever it's the teaching time. And when the Bible is open, that's God's word. And when you're at church, you're in God's house. And whenever you're learning in God's house, you're learning about God. And nothing is more important to that. And you know what that is? To pay attention to God is to honor God. Amen? So that's the word honor. Can you say be respectful? Can you say that? Oh, man, that was terrible. Let's try it again. This row right here. Say, be respectful. Say it.
Be respectful.
Now let's all say that. Be respectful. That's what God wants us to be. He wants us to honor. Amen? That's what he wants. That's why when you go to the scriptures and it says, children, obey your parents, it doesn't stop right there, does it? No, the scripture doesn't just say, children, obey your parents. And so there needs to be a qualifier because sometimes parents aren't doing good, are they? Sometimes, now children, you aren't the ones that always are the ones who decides whether moms and dads are doing good or not. So this, what I'm saying now is for moms and dads. Sometimes moms and dads aren't doing so good, are they? No. And so we need to understand that there is an imploration or an encouragement here from God to the children to obey their parents. But here's where it touches us. Because they're to obey us in the Lord. Right? So when we're right, when we're in God, when we're teaching God, and when they're learning about God, and they're in the house of God, and when the Bible is open, and when mom and dad is pointing them to the Lord, they are to obey. So it goes both ways. Children obey in the Lord. And so the Lord is the one who is the focal point here. And when we honor, our honor is ultimately pointed at God because it's in him. That's why children, when you're in church, and all of us need this, because this touches us all the way to the top, because like I said, in culture today, it's not really taught to be obedient and respectful, is it? It's not really taught to honor the things of God. So we all need to learn this, that when you're in the house of God, we need to honor the Lord. We need to be respectful while we're here. When we're in the house of God, we need to pay attention and listen. And all of these things make a big difference about what we're going to, get out of the service, but also what we're going to be to the Lord as an honor to Him. And then in the end, how we're going to find God's blessings. So God went to, Paul here goes to the church. He speaks directly to the children and he says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord." Now, that's a very specific command that Paul is giving to the children there in Corinth when he says, in the Lord. Basically what he's saying is that you have one duty when it comes to being a child. You have one duty. What is it? What's the one thing that God wants you to do while you're in your home with your mom and dad? And this goes to any children. If you're in the home, in with your mom and dad, God only gives you one thing he wants you to do. What is it? Be respectful. That's it. Be obedient and honor. And these things go together. To be obedient in the Lord. Be faithful. Do the things you know that you are being asked to do. And that's a family that's working by the power of God. In the power of God. Children in the home who are being obedient and being respectful. So let me ask you a question, kids. And that goes across the board to everyone who is here. Do you think that the Lord is pleased when you have a bad attitude? Do you think he's pleased whenever you are not paying attention whenever you should be? Do you think God's pleased with that? Do you think whenever you're asleep and the Bible is opened that God is pleased with that? No. So when the Bible is open and the preacher is teaching the Bible, what should you be doing? Listening. Yeah, sitting up and listening when the Bible is being taught. Yeah. And do you think that God just doesn't pay attention to you whenever you're not listening? When you're not being respectful, does God just not pay attention to that? No, he sees. And it does make a difference. And God does want you to listen. He does want you to be obedient. And children need to be reminded of this. By their moms and by their dads and by their grandmas and by their grandpas and by the rest of us. Our children need to be reminded that they need to sit up and listen. Our children need to be reminded that we are in the audience of God. And he is paying attention. And we need to honor him. Honor the Lord. Yeah. So children are commanded to be obedient. And so let's say that we have children in our homes and we ask them to go and clean their room or do something. What are some things that your parents ask you to do? This might be a bad thing. I'll just do a couple. Yes. Put the dishes. Yeah. Do the dishes. Yeah. In the dishwasher. Something your mom and dad asked you to do. Laundry away. That's a good one. All right. What does mom and dad want you to do?
Clean your room.
Clean your room. Yeah. So whenever a child, you can put your hands down. When you ask your children to do these simple tasks, occasionally they'll give you the most asked question of any child in the history of mankind. Simple one-word question. Can you tell me what it is? What is it? Why? Why? That is, and you know what? It's a legitimate question, at least they think, right? Yeah. And you know what? Often we as parents, we don't really feel that we need to answer that question. And if we do, then it's just simply because I said so. And that's enough, right? And I've done that a lot. But you know, God actually answered that question before it was ever asked right here. And here's what it is. The Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, which means we're honoring and being respectful ultimately to God. And then he tells us why. What is it? Why does God want us to do this? Why should you be obedient and respectful? Can somebody tell me why God said we need to do this? Because this is what?
Right.
God simply said, this is why you need to be obedient to your mom and dad when you're in the home, is because it's right. Now, let me ask you a question. Who is it that determines what's right and wrong? Is it because everybody's doing it? That seems to be something that drives a lot of teenagers today, isn't it? Well, you know, everybody's doing it, but God says there's no excuse. You be obedient, you be respectful, you honor the things that are right, and simply because it's right. And God is the one who determines what's right and wrong, not your friends, not the world, not your peers. God does that. And so the first thing that God wants us to do is to learn that he has commanded us to, that is to children, to be obedient to their parents as being obedient to God himself. And he's the one that determines why you should do that. But here, let me give you another reason why you should be respectful tonight. It's because God promises to bless your life if you are. He promises that he will bless honorable children. Children who are obedient. Children who listen to God and listen to their parents. Look at verse 2. It says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So we already explained what the word honor means. Let me say it again. The word honor means to pay respect or to esteem. So in other words, it means to value as important. And the things that should be valued as important are the things of God and being respectful and honoring our parents in the Lord. But as I said, moms and dads, our kids are not come to us hardwired with this as a reality in them. No, they have to be taught. And they have to be taught from you. They have to be taught from the man of God at church. They have to be taught by godly people, godly influences. Because if they're not taught, then they won't come that way. And it also means that it will affect the quality of their life too, doesn't it, moms and dads? Now, our children, they're not going to see a motive and be inspired by it of having a long life because they see themselves, even all the way up in the high teens and early 20s, they see themselves, don't they, as invincible. Like you say, it's going to affect the quality of your life. A child says, who cares about that? But you know what? We care, don't we, moms and dads? We care, grandmas and grandpas, and all of those of us that are in here who have even remotely some kind of an influence in the lives of our young people. We care about the quality of their life, so we need to teach them to be respectful. We need to teach them to honor and to obey. It's our responsibility to teach them. Now, teens, it's a little bit different dynamic when you're in your teen years and you have some, you know, some volition of your own, some will of your own, a little bit less of, you know, the control of your mom and dad is there. And so now you're, as you're getting older, you're learning to make more responsible choices in life. Let me encourage you that when you aren't respectful and you don't honor your parents or ultimately God in your life, then it affects the quality of all the rest of your life. And that's what he's saying here. He says, honor your father and mother. And then he goes on to tell you that it may be well with you, right? That you'll live a long life. Now, let me ask you a question. I know this, for those of you who are thinkers here tonight, or maybe you've read this before, you might be asking this question. Does this mean that God guarantees that you're going to live a long life? Because we know a lot along the way of young people who have been very respectful and honorable, and they didn't necessarily live a long life. So what is God saying here? And let me explain to you. And this is for those adults who are, you know, able to reason through this. I want you to get this. This is good stuff. And teens, you can get this. Here's what God is saying when he says, no. Let's not move around. That's what we're talking about tonight, okay? All right, so here's what God is saying here. It affects the quality of your life. That your life will not be cut short by the divine judgment of God. That's what he's saying. So in other words, if you are an honorable child or an honorable person in respect to your parents, in respect to God and God's authorities, ultimately here's what God is saying. He's not going to bring judgment on your life. A judgment that will cut your life short, because he has done that, hasn't he? Have you read in the Old Testament where Judah, I read this morning in my Bible reading, that Judah had a son. And his son married a woman named Tamar. Those of you Bible students, you've read this. Now, what happened to Tamar's first husband, Judah's first son? What happened to him? He died. Does anybody know why he died? By the way, he died early. Anybody know why? There's only one verse in all of the scripture that tells us why Tamar's first husband, Judah's oldest son, died. Only one verse tells us why he died, and here's what it is. Because he was wicked in the sight of the Lord. That's it. He was wicked in the sight of the Lord. Oh, man. And God cut him off. God smote him, it says. So we know that God can cut your life short, can't he? Yeah, he can. And here's what God promises you. If you're an honorable young person and respectful in your life to your mom, to your dad, to your authorities in the Lord, mark that he will not by divine judgment cut your life short. That's a blessing, man. And so kids have this promise from God that they can rest on, that they will have a blessed life, that they will have a life that follows with God's blessing on them. But it only comes to children who are honorable, only. And I want to make sure that I note this with our parents, because as maybe you didn't know, the message for kids, children obey, also goes to moms and dads who need to teach our children to obey and be respectful, okay? Now, I want you to look up some verses. So who's good at doing this? So I want somebody to look up Proverbs 10:13 and read it. Who wants to do that? No, let's let an adult do it. Brother Eric. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 13. While he's doing that, Brother Chad, why don't you look up Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18. Now, don't read it till, just tell me when you get there, because I want to kind of prepare everyone for the verses we're about to read. Now, kids, I want you to sit up straight and tall and listen and see how well. You guys are doing real good, by the way. Sit up straight and tall. Listen real good. Now, the verses we're going to read right out of the scriptures, they're going to sound, they're going to sound pretty rough, okay? But I want you to do two things before we read these verses. I want you to trust by faith that God knows what we need to do as parents. Okay? Number one, by faith, trust that God knows what we need to do. And then number two, understand as we explain some of these verses that the world has completely twisted what God meant to be perfect and pure. And so sometimes you'll read into what God is saying and get something totally different than what God means. And we'll try to help that. Okay? Brother Eric, can you read your verse? From the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Yes. Yeah. So, a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. So, moms and dads, let's say you abdicate your responsibility to train your children in the Lord. How's it going to turn out for them? A rod to their back. And they won't escape it. Okay? Because it's going to come from God. As he divinely brings judgment on them because we didn't train them. So this is a big deal, isn't it? Brother Chad.
Chasten my son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying.
Chasten him while there's hope, and don't spare because they're crying. And they cry, don't they? We need to correct them. They must be corrected. Let's do another one. Who wants to look up another verse? Proverbs 22:15. Miss Terry, let me go ahead and give to somebody else. Somebody else want to volunteer? Brother Chad, you want to do another one? Do Proverbs 23:13. And so, Miss Terry, you're doing Proverbs 22:15. Yes, 15. No, you're okay. Go ahead and read that when you find it. Proverbs 22:15. The rod of correction. Yeah, so it's needful, isn't it? And it says the foolishness is bound up in their heart. So it's there by default. They have to be trained because it's not there naturally. What's yours, Brother Chad?
Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die.
If thou beatest him, see, that's a harsh term, but I want you to understand what God means is not what the world thinks. Understand that correction is an abuse. Correction is proper, and it's the right spirit And so it's not abuse, but it is necessary that we correct our children. And what was the last phrase? Who shall deliver his, what's just that last phrase? And that's the key, that the correction that comes by way of, it's just absolutely necessary that we correct our children. It says deliver his soul from hell. So it does affect their life, doesn't it? So we'll stop with that. And with the verses, I think we need to understand tonight that God wants us as parents, as grandparents, as mentors, to train our children and for our children that we need to learn to be respectful. So say, be respectful. Say that. Be respectful. Say it again. All the kids, only the kids, say, be respectful.
Be respectful.
Yeah, that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to be respectful. So whenever you decide to be respectful, what does God promise He'll bring in your life? He promises He'll bring a blessed life to you, won't He? This is good stuff. He'll bring a blessed life if you learn to be respectful. Now, are we ready for the bubblegum blowers? Okay, come on up here. Bubblegum is great if you can blow a big bubble. And it's really bad if it goes in your hair. So be careful about that. All right, we're going to have a little competition here. Who can blow the biggest bubble? Go. See how well we can do here. We'll give you a couple tries. Let's be the judges here as they prepare themselves. Ooh. Okay. That was good. Anybody else? You want to keep trying to blow? Give it another try. Run away. Oh, that was good. Okay, you go sit down. Good job. Thank you. Okay, now, who blew the biggest bubble? Was it Kaylee? Let's hear it for Kaylee if she blew the biggest bubble. Oh, that I don't think we liked your bubble. How about Stacy? Did she blow the biggest bubble? Let's hear it. All right, Stacy. How about Sarah? Did she blow the biggest bubble? Or is it a little? Okay, so actually that worked out perfect because, here's what God says. Your best life is whenever you learn to be respectful and honorable. That's your best life. But you know what the world does and what the world teaches? It's like what happened when Sarah poked her finger in Stacy's bubble. She had a good thing going, didn't she? And then it got ruined. So that's what the world does. The world will ruin what God says will give you the best life. You think that, being selfish and just doing whatever you want to do is the best, but it's not. Being respectful is the best life. And God promises you that. He promised that all children under their parents and under the umbrella of God's authority, that if you're respectful and honorable, that He'll bless your whole life. Is that amazing? So moms and dads, our kids might not be motivated, but we should be. We need to teach our kids how to be respectful. Let's start in church. How's that sound? That whenever it's time for church, let's moms and dads, and we don't have to be mean to our kids, just teach them to be respectful when they're here. And whenever it's time for church, that we would listen to the teaching, that we would sit up straight and tall, that we would be patient because they're children and it's a process. Let me make sure I say that. It is a process, isn't it? So we have to be patient, and that goes for all of us. But we can all be involved with this process without being meanies about it. Don't be a meanie. But let's help with the process through prayer and by encouragement. Shh, let's not talk during church. Let's turn around and sit up straight and tall. Oh, no, 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 don't whisper. It's the preaching time. We can talk. We can talk after church and be really loud, but not during church. Oh, no, we don't. Listen, we need to sit up straight and tall, but we don't want to leave during the preaching time because that's when the Bible, God's word, is opened. The most important time at church is when God's word is opened. And so we don't want to leave during that time. And they have to be taught. And we need to teach them. We need to teach them to be obedient to us. Why do parents need to teach our children? Why do we need to teach our children to be obedient to us? To me, this seems like basic, but I want you to think through this with me. And here's why. Because if they don't learn to be obedient to you, what makes you think they're going to be obedient to God when they're out of the house? They won't be obedient to God. And so they need to learn to be obedient to us, and we have to teach them. Teach them to be honorable. Teach them to be respectful. Teach them not to talk when others are talking. Teach them to have the proper level of respect for, you know, the things of God and for others. And let's remember that for children, this isn't always natural. And so they have to be taught. Tonight I have a piece of gum for everybody who's here. And so we're all going to get to go home with at least one piece of gum. And when we take this gum home with us, what are we going to remember? We're going to remember this. Be respectful. Can you say that with me?
Be respectful.
All right. Well, what does that mean in church? It means sit up straight and tall. God's word's opened. Let's pray. Father, we pray your blessings tonight on the children, on the families, as we teach our children to be respectful, to be honorable, to obey their mom and dad, to be obedient to you, Lord, to do the right thing because it's right. Lord, I know that this isn't going to correct every flaw in our young people in one message. So I know it's a process. So I pray for patience, and I pray for patience in our church, that you'll help us to engage in this process and to understand that it's not going to happen overnight, but one day at a time, one lesson at a time, in love, God, we can teach our young people to honor you, to honor others, to be respectful. We love you. In Christ's holy name, amen.